In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our
shadow. In today's gospel, we hear of the calling of the apostles, Peter, James, and John. And even more than this, in the epistle, we heard what the life of the apostles were like. The Apostle Paul talks about the various sufferings and struggles and joys of apostleship. In particular, as Paul fishes for men, he talks about not only the externals, not only voluntary suffering, such as fastings and vigils and deprivations, which he mentions. He also mentions at various times and in various places being whipped with cords, being struck, living in tight places, being in prison, in chains, and all sorts of things for the sake of the gospel of Christ. And also he mentions, of course, the joy, that even though that all this is there, he counts everything as a loss that he may preach, and as a matter of fact, woe to him if he doesn't preach. This past week in our book club, we were reading Metropolitan Anthony, a book that we've been going through this month. And he said something interesting that really struck me, and we briefly discussed it within the group. You know, we often talk about the church as a hospital, a place where you can find healing, health, regeneration, your sins can be forgiven. You come here and we hope that in some way, that by the gospel of Jesus Christ, which you've heard me say is a therapeutic method, by the church fathers, by the liturgy, by the Eucharist, by confession, the sacraments, that you can be made whole, that your soul can be made well. But we have to tweak this analogy a little bit of the hospital. We have to adjust it a little bit. Because tied to this hospital is also the same apostolic ministry we hear about today from the Apostle Paul. You see, some hospitals, you go and you simply get better, and sometimes you don't get better. You stay infirm. But if you were to tweak the analogy of the hospital a bit, we could say that maybe we're a military hospital. A hospital where you go and you are worked on so that you grow into health, so that you can get back out there in the battle. Or maybe we would call it a sports hospital. When athletes go to the hospital and physical therapy, they have one thing in mind. That's to get back out on the field. To get back out on the field, to get back in the race. You see, we may not be, all of us, apostles specifically as a calling. We certainly are not the 12 apostles. But each one of us has an apostolic ministry. Each one of us has a sphere of influence, and each one of us is called not just to come here, but to go out from here and bring the message of Jesus Christ, whether by word, by deed, by act, and in every way possible. We come here as a hospital to be healed, not simply for ourselves, so that we can feel good and have a refuge and have some joy, but ultimately to be equipped, to be healed, so that we can go out into the world bringing this message of salvation. Now, this is where Metropolitan Anthony came in. He says, and he said, many people have stopped, they've come to church as though it was primarily a refuge, a place where they could come and find sentimental feelings, connection, where through the sacraments, although they were passive participants, they would feel as though they were somehow doing the work of Christ or connected to Christ. Of course, he said it much better in a more articulate way. This is an extreme paraphrase. And certainly the church is a refuge. Certainly it is a place that's meant to be somewhere that is sane in a world of insanity. But it never stops there. It never stops at merely coming to make this place a refuge or a healing. It's always to get you back out in the battle. It's always to get you back out in the race. The race of salvation, which is not only your own life, but bringing the message to others. Speaking the truth, bringing Christ. Ultimately, each one of us as lay people, as a priest, we have a minor apostolic ministry. And the witness to that apostolic ministry may not be the miracles that the Apostle Paul or Peter did in the New Testament. The witness is oftentimes our lives. So yes, again, we can say this is a hospital. But you think about it. I know people here who have had surgeries. I have a doctor. And I would recommend my doctor to you. My doctor's good. He does a great job. I feel cared for. He spends time with me. And I've also had bad doctors. So I wouldn't recommend them. Just in this very basic way. My doctor has done well for me. The church has done well for me. Christ has done well for me. He has healed me in some ways. Why is it not normal for me to simply go out and say, look, are you looking for healing? Are you looking for a place to be made well, to be empowered, to be transformed? Why wouldn't I invite people into the community or into the presence of Christ? Those are the basic and broken down ways of thinking about our apostleship through our behavior, through our speech, and how we are with people. So, what I want you to remember today and every time in the future that when I talk about the church as a hospital is I want you to convert that in your mind to not a place, not an infirmary where you go and you stay sick and you simply go and partake of the medicine, but a place where you go to partake of the medicine so that you may be made well and that you work towards being made well, so that you can go out and bring others into that hospital. View it as a military. View it as a sports analogy. Physical therapy. Our God wants us to be like the apostle, to be able to bear all things, hope all things, to be able to work towards the kingdom of heaven, not merely as a selfish endeavor, but as an endeavor to bring other people to Christ and His church. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. He is.